Reformation, the hand of the Catholic Church, which was so heavy against the Jews in France, now came south into Spain. And the excuse, the cover story, was that there were Jews who had converted to Christianity in France, naturally under duress. Well, one should never be tested, Rahman al-Islam, by these types of tests. But just as there were many Jews, thousands of Jews, who martyred themselves when offered the choice of conversion or death, there were many Jews, perhaps more Jews, who were unable to stand the test and who did convert. The Rambam, in one of his famous comments, says that such Jews are not to be treated as being traitors. One has to understand and forgive human weaknesses. And when they return to the fold, they should be allowed to resume their Jewish lives. We shall see that that's easier said than done, because Jews who did not convert and were willing to risk death are not willing to give up their Machter Yonah for somebody that did convert. They're not willing to accept them back into the community so readily. In any event, Jews from southern France came to Spain. Many of those Jews had converted in France in order to save their lives in the 1200s. When they came to Spain now, and there was a vibrant Jewish community, and there was more freedom, so they became Jewish again. And that was a big no-no. The Inquisition rarely went after Jews who had never converted. It always went after Jews who had converted and now relapsed, who were, because in the eyes of the church, they were Christians who now relapsed into heresy. It is one thing to be a non-believer from the beginning, but it is a terrible crime in the eyes of the church to have become a believer and then become a heretic. And therefore, the Inquisition came to Spain looking for a number of Jews whom the church claimed had converted and now were being protected by and accepted by the Jewish community of Spain. From this legalism, we can understand how the church was able to expand its hold over all the Jews in Spain. Because, for instance, if you were part of a synagogue and that synagogue accepted a relapsed Christian in its midst, so then by the logic of the times and by the guilt of association, so then you were helping to conspire to have a relapsed Christian, a heretic, find safety in your midst. Well, that was a treasonous, treacherous act, and the Inquisition had the right to move against you. That is how it began. And as so ludicrous fashion, the Inquisition guaranteed its own perpetuation. Because on one hand, it forced Jews to convert. On the other hand, because Jews were forced to convert, so a lot of them didn't mean it, and they didn't mean it, so in secret they practiced their Judaism, or they tried to escape the places where they would be able to practice their Judaism, so then the Inquisition had them again. And this cycle would continue for the next 250 years. And the cycle was all